Tell me exactly what am I supposed to do now that I have allowed you to beat me? Do you think that we could play another game? Maybe I could win this time. I kind of like the misery you put me through. Darling, you can't trust me completely. If you even try to look the other way, I think that I could kill this time. Rock, rock.
Very special episode of Source Material. I am your host, Jesse Starcher. As the Rattlitchin Broadcasting Network continues to celebrate the release of Captain America Civil War, a few Rattlitchin Broadcasting Network faithful decided to get together and have a Marvel Comics trivia night. This episode was recorded for the first time via Google Hangouts, and barring the difficulties we had at the beginning, it went pretty smoothly. Now, if you'd like to watch the video on YouTube, the link can be found at the Rattlitchin Broadcasting Facebook page. Or check out and subscribe to Mark Rattlitch on YouTube, as the links to this and previous Rattlitchin Broadcasting Network discussions will be on there. Again, it's going to look a little messy because this was the first time we had attempted this, and we can only get better from here. All right, let's get it on. Let's find out who knows their Marvel.
Hello, everyone. This is a special Rattlitchin Broadcasting Network Marvel Trivia videocast, and we're doing this. It's sort of an experiment here for the Rattlitchin Broadcasting Network. In the past, we've done some live commentaries, some other special events. We did something for Breaking Bad, but now we're going to play a little game, and here to tell you more about that is the host of our game, Mr. Jesse Starcher. Go ahead, Jesse. Take it away.
I can really screw up an intro. What's up, everybody? My name is Jesse Starcher. This is Source Material. This is live and in your face. All right. The idea hit me today. I thought, you know what? We've got some airtime. We're going to go ahead and do a trivia game. My mom bought this trivia game. I'm going to go ahead and bring it on camera here. I'll describe it since we're going to do this. Hopefully, grab the audio and put this on the network at some time. But this is, you can't see, my camera's not the greatest, but yeah, you can't see that very well at all. It is the trivia box for Marvel Comics, all right? My mom bought this for me a couple years ago for Christmas, and I've never had the chance to open it up and really go through it and look at exactly how to play the game, but I know that each card has two questions on it, all right? So we got two questions, and so I thought, heck, it would be a lot of fun since Civil War just dropped there this past weekend to invite some previous guests and do a podcast, video cast, Google Hangout, Air, whatever this is, and proceed to have a little game. And it has been, we intended to start this thing at 9:30. We get started at a little bit after 10. That's just the way we roll.
I'm sorry,
here.
Jesse.
No, trust me, man. It was, I'm learning all of this. So anyway, here's the deal. I'm going to intro my pals here. You've already heard Mark Rattlitch, the patriarch of the Rattlitchin Broadcasting Network.
Hello, everyone. This is me. I am here. You finally get to see this glorious face.
I'm not used to seeing the man actually. I'm not used to seeing Mark actually talking. I can hear him talking. I have no problem hearing him. But then all of a sudden, I see his mouth and beard start moving. I get wigged out. But then we got my good buddy, the one that brought me kind of into podcasting. He is the co-host of the From the Cheap Seats podcast right here on the Rattlitchin Broadcasting Network, the sports podcast that everybody loves to hate. His name is Jason Teasley. How you doing, sir?
Beans and disease to all of my compadres.
All right. And I thought there is a guy I know that's actually had a little bit of experience playing this, I didn't say playing this game, but we've checked this box, this trivia box. Okay, let me make sure that everybody understands the trivia box. We made sure to check that out at Christmas. He was there when I actually got this gift. His name is Justin Thomas. Sir, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How's it going?
I'm glad you got on here, man. Glad you got here. I'm glad you got to listen to us go through all the motions to get this thing going. So we'll see. We're going to test your Marvel knowledge tonight. And then last but not least, the guy you hear on Source Material with me the most, he's my good buddy from the Screaming Boy Productions podcast. His name is Ronnie Adams. Ronnie Adams, glad you could join us, man. How you doing?
I'm doing much better now, thank you.
Yeah, all right. I like the. I wish the folks at on the network could see. Well, there's Teasley. Never mind.
Oh, dear God.
Anyway, okay. So here's the deal. All right. So I've already introed our players here tonight. Here's what we'll do. Okay. So each one of these cards has two questions, and I believe. It may not be correct, but I'm going to say that the top question is going to be the easy, and the bottom question is going to be the hard. All right. So when it comes to your turn, you will have the opportunity to go for the top question, which is going to be worth 1 point. Okay. Or you can go for the bottom question, which is going to be worth 2 points. All right. Now, if you do not get the question, or if you don't get the answer correct. The next player in line is going to have the opportunity to steal that particular question, all right? And they will get the points for that question. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to just make it, if you steal it, you get 1 point no matter what, okay? In other words, you're not going to get 2 points if it's the hard question. If you get the answer and you steal it, it's 1 point. And I think what we'll also do, as you could tell, I've had all these rules figured out. That's a complete and utter lie. I don't have any. I'm making stuff up, dude, as we go. But
because I'm not really listening.
All right, I'll keep track of it. But I think what we'll just do is we'll let the next person in line have the opportunity to steal. Not everybody. Nobody's going to jump in and say, "Hey, it's me." It's just going to be the next person in line has the opportunity to steal. If they don't get it, then the question's null and void, and we just proceed next. And we're only going to do this for an hour, okay? We're you know, it may not even be that long. So when we reach, like, the 45-minute mark, I'm going to go ahead and say, okay, this is the last round. And I've got paper. And I've got pen, so we're going to start out. Two rules. I've already talked about stealing. Also, the D-bad rule, all right? Don't
the
be
D-bad a D-bad rule.
That was close, D-bad. Oh. Don't be a dick and don't be a douche, all right? Don't go on the internet.
Wait a second. I'm just going to stop the podcast right now because I don't think that's going to be avoidable.
You cannot.
Part of this, right?
Yeah, I forgot about Teasley. No, you can't. You can't be going on the internet. Obviously, we're going on the honor system here. You can't be typing on the internet. You gotta be. Yeah, you gotta be honest here. I trust each and every single one of you guys. Not with my life, but I trust you enough to know that you won't go on the internet and
here,
look.
Here, what? See, here's my keyboard, right? Huzzah!
Oh, he tossed it.
Yeah.
All right, so bear with me.
Will you?
If I did that with mine, my whole computer would just go with it, so I'm not going to do that.
All right. Any questions, guys?
Yeah, how do I get out of this chicken shit outfit? No,
I'll take that.
Too late now.
Yeah. All right. Rock and roll. Let's go ahead and we'll start out with...
Found a random pair of wire cutters, so...
All right. That works. Let's go ahead. I'm cutting the deck right now. We're going to start with this question. We're going to start with
shuffling every day. He's shuffling.
Oh, dear God.
All right, Jason Teasley, round one. All right. You want the easy or the hard question?
Wait, here. Are you keeping track of all the points, Jesse?
Yep, got it right here.
All right, cool.
All right, Teasley.
It's not easy.
What's that? It's not easy being Teasley. Which one you want, man?
I told you it's not easy being Teasley. I got to take the easy question.
All right. Okay. Here we go. All right. The easy question. What Marvel superhero uses the Sanctum Sanctorum as his base of operations?
Oh. Oh. Way easy.
I know that one. Can I steal?
No, you can't.
I don't know.
What?
I'm drunk. I don't know. I'm drunk.
All right. That does. I don't know. I'm drunk is not the correct answer.
I know. I know. I'm next. I'm me.
No. Next in line, Justin Thomas.
Fuck, do you figure he's next in line? I'm looking.
I've got him right here, Mark. It's been written since 8 o'clock, an hour and a half before we started this bullshit.
Some racist bullshit. I'm looking at a thing that says Jayden
Teasley. I've seen Mark's question.
Maybe we go the other way. It's a Teasley me, then Deadpool.
Oh,
then...
he's looking. Okay, so you're looking at the. You're looking at the. Well, that's too bad. It doesn't work that way. All right, Justin Thomas, you have the opportunity to take this question and get a point.
Well, coming soon this year, Doctor Strange.
All right.
Woo!
Look at that. All right.
I got some strange ones.
You got some strange ones? That does not surprise me. All right, so then we're going to go next question. Justin Thomas, all right. You've got your opportunity here to pick the one-pointer or the two-pointer.
I'm going all the way with hardcore.
All right. He's hardcore. All right. What is the first human alter ego of the thunder god Thor?
Oh, I know this one, too.
You might have the chance to steal, Mark.
The first human alter ego of the thunder god Thor. Thunder God Thor, huh?
That's right.
Oh, shoot. It's right there.
Yep, it's right here. I'm looking right at it.
I know.
10 seconds, sir. 4, 3, 2.
I give up.
Mark Radulich, sir.
I believe the answer is Donald Blake.
That is correct.
That would be it, yep.
That is correct. All right.
I remember the first name.
You had the first name? Oh, I got you.
I got the last name. I can't remember the first name.
All right, well, here we go. Let's go to Mark Radulich. You're up next, man. Which one you want, the easy or the tough?
Easy, please.
All right.
Depends on.
Mark Spector fights crime in the Marvel Universe as what?
Superhero. Oh, really?
Come on. I'm sorry, repeat the question?
Mark Spector fights crime in the Marvel Universe as what superhero? Would you like me to spell Spector for you?
No.
There's two possible guesses here. I'm going to go with Moon Knight?
Oh, yes, sir. That is another point for Mark. All right.
I'm a nerd.
Oh, we'll count up who's got the most nerd credit at the end of this episode. That's for damn sure. All right.
I got to catch up to Mark. Give me a hard one.
All right, here we go. Throughout much of the 1970s.
Oh, jeez.
Captain America shared top billing in his comic series with what other superhero?
I know this one.
Falcon.
That's correct. Ronnie Adams, 2 points.
At the end of
the Falcon. All right, at the end of round one.
I'm also number one.
Ronnie Adams with 2, Mark Radulich with 2, Justin Thomas with 1, Jason Teasley, 0 points. Okay, all right, here we go. Jason Teasley, you're up, buddy. Is it easy to be in Teasley, or what do you think, man?
I'm keeping it simple.
All right, keep it simple, stupid. Here we go. From what country is Captain America's arch enemy, the Red Skull?
Germany?
That is correct. 1 point for Jason Teasley. All right.
I mean, come on.
Is he dancing?
Yeah, he's dancing. He makes sound if he wants the camera to see him.
His first name is Johan.
But clearly he's from the Netherlands.
Johann Schmidt.
Hold on a second here, guys. I'm just gonna. I need to let Benjamin know we can't get him in here.
Yeah, Ben, you suck.
Check your email.
I never got the invite.
No, I'm tired of people not getting invites.
My bad. I'm emailing this. All right. I'm sure we'll send him a link or something. Okay.
This is riveting for the people that are watching us live.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that right now.
Okay. Here we go. It is Justin Thomas. You've got your choice here. One-pointer or two-pointer?
I'm going with the two-pointer again.
Two-pointer. Multiple choice. Who led the Thunderbolt? Let me try that one more time. Who led the Thunderbolt team that the Punisher joined?
Ooh.
Oh, A, Red Hulk. B, Hawkeye. C, Baron Zemo.
Me.
Not that would be the Red Hulk.
Oh, damn. That's a two-pointer for Justin Thomas. Good job, Zemo, man.
Was the other team.
That was the original?
He was on the other team.
Okay. There was two?
Does it show that I'm getting behavior modeling from like my children these days?
How is that?
I'm just yelling out me. I'm not paying attention to the rules.
Me?
All right, Mark Radulich.
Ooh, I get to go again.
1 point, 2 point. Which one you want?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I guess 2 points.
All right. Which of the following Marvel heroes is a lawyer when not acting as a costume adventurer?
Are you kidding me?
This is multiple choice. Let me give you the choices.
That's the two-point question?
That's the two-point question. That is on the bottom. You have A, Power Man.
No.
B, Mandingo. No, Iron Fist.
What?
Iron Fist. Or C, Daredevil.
I'm going to have to go with Netflix's premier, highly...
Just answer the question, Mark.
I'm going to go with Daredevil.
All right. Good job. Good job. All right. Now it's up to Ronnie Adams of the Screaming Boy podcast. Which one you want here, Ronnie? The easy or the hard?
Give me a two.
Two-pointer. Oh, buddy. What supervillain manipulated Sharon Carter into attempting to assassinate Captain America?
Red Skull.
I'm going to give you multiple choice because it's here. All right.
Like I'll say.
Baron Von Strucker, excuse me. Dr. Faustus.
Oh, wait a minute.
And Arnim Zola.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. You already got it wrong. Someone steal.
You can't steal. It's not your turn, Mark.
I know this one.
I mean, if Mark is going to...
If Mark's going to make you obey the rules...
Yeah, I might as well obey the rules because I think it's Red Skull.
Then, Jason Teasley, you have the opportunity to get a point here because you're up next.
God, if he steals this from me, I'll never live it down.
A, B, or C, Baron Von Strucker, Dr. Faustus, Arnim Zola was the supervillain that manipulated Sharon Carter into attempting. You're going to go with A?
Oh.
That is incorrect.
Arnim Zola.
No.
Incorrect again.
It's Faustus.
Faustus.
Oh, wow. Never heard of him. I mean, I have, but shut up.
Are you ready?
Let's get this on the move.
Yeah. Whatever, Ronnie. What'd you say, Teasley?
Don't that guy sing Rock Me Amadeus?
That's Falco.
Okay. All right. At the end of round two, all right, Jason Teasley, 1 point. Justin Thomas, 3 points. Mark Radulich coming in, leading the pack, 4 points. Ronnie Adams behind Justin Thomas with only 2 points. So here we go.
Not just only. I work hard for these points.
All right. Jason Teasley, it is your turn, sir. Easy being Teasley. Are we going? You want to throw caution to the wind? Did he? I'm listening. Did you put a one finger up?
I would like a single point question, Mr. Starcher, please.
Thank you. Okay. Who initially trains Jessica Drew to be a secret agent?
Nancy. Yeah, sister Nancy.
Justin Thomas now has the opportunity to steal. What do you say, man? You got an answer for that? That doesn't seem easy at all, but maybe it is.
Oh, it's Justin's turn.
I'll say it's not multiple choice, is it?
No, unfortunately not.
You said Daredevil.
What'd you say? Jessica Drew.
You said it was Jessica Drew?
Yes.
Okay, let's see, secret agent.
Secret agent man.
Man.
I can't decide whether it's a person or an organization. That's my problem.
10 seconds.
Nick Fury?
Nah, negative. You would have went with an organization by the name of Hydra. You would have got it correct.
So Mark was supposed to try to steal that, wasn't he?
No. We only go to the next person.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Next person.
I was bait on Hydra, Shield, or Nick Fury.
All right, Mark Radulich, up again. You've scored in the past two rounds. Let's see if you can do three. Which one you want? 1 point or 2 points?
Let's go with 2 points again.
2 points. The daughter of the second Ant-Man, Cassie, joins the Young Avengers under what alias?
Oh.
Goliath.
What?
Goliath.
No. Let me read you the multiple choice question.
No way.
I wasn't aware this was multiple choice.
Sorry.
You need to know before you read the question if it's multiple choice.
How about you guys wait till I'm done talking before blurting out answers?
Touché.
Touché.
Well, that gives Ronnie Adams the opportunity to steal a point here.
Stature.
That I didn't even have to give the options there. That is correct. Stature.
I think you need to say at the beginning, though, that this is a multiple choice question.
I will do that from here on out.
So I see another question.
No, you don't get no more. You have done got your zero. The zero is in there.
I done got my zero.
Done got it.
That's a zero.
All right.
Coke zero.
Ronnie Adams.
Yes.
All right. One or two?
Give me a two.
Okay. All right. Multiple choice.
It's about time.
What S.H.I.E.L.D. member is known for wearing a bowler hat? A, Phil Coulson.
Uh-huh.
B, Dum Dum Dugan.
Uh-huh.
C, Bradley Beamer.
Well, I'm going to have to go with B, Dum Dum Dugan.
That is correct, sir, for 2 points. He got 3 points this round. Holy moly.
I'm number one. Sorry, Mark, I'm stealing your stick.
All right, updated scores here. Teasley, 1 point. All right, Justin Thomas, 3 points. Mark Radulich, 4 points. Ronnie Adams, 5 points. All right. So we are going into round four, and we're going to start with Jason Teasley yet again. Jason Teasley, one-pointer?
Yeah, 1 point.
All right. Okay. Nancy is not the answer to this question. I'm just going to give you that hint. All right? We'll go ahead and – okay. One-pointer. Eric Brooks, part vampire, is better known as what? Superhero.
Morbius?
Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, it is. Justin Thomas, Eric Brooks, part vampire, is better known as what superhero for the steal?
Blade?
Say that again, Justin.
Blade?
Blade, the Vampire Slayer for the steal. One pointer right there. I did not know that was his actual name. Did you actually know that, or were you guessing?
I was narrowing it down after he said Morbius.
I guess there isn't too many out there.
I had a 50-50 shot with that one.
Yep. All right. Justin
y'all
Thomas.
Y'all give Teasley half a point for helping me out on that one.
I will. I'll give him a half. Jason Teasley now has 1.5 points. All right, Justin. We got the one pointer, the two pointer. What do you want here, buddy? The hard one or the easy way?
I'll take a hard one.
All right.
Of course.
Ooh, okay, here we go. This one, what name is used by S.H.I.E.L.D.'s supernatural unit? An elite World War II squad and Nick Fury's response team to the Skrull invasion.
I know this.
Secret Warriors.
Negative.
That's a
plus zero. Mark, for the steal, you got an idea of what you want to try and guess? You want me to read the question again?
Yeah, I totally wasn't listening.
Okay, all right. What name is used by S.H.I.E.L.D.'s supernatural unit, an elite World War II squad, and Nick Fury's response team to the Skrull invasion?
Oh, supernatural.
Howling something?
Oh, come on, dude.
Nick Fury's howling.
It's there. I like seeing it. Look, he's struggling.
I know. I've actually, they use this in Agents of Smash cartoon. It was Blade and a bunch of, like, supernatural horror monsters. They were the Howling Commandos.
There it is! Mark with the steel.
I've actually read that comic book.
I actually didn't listen to the supernatural part.
Wow.
I heard Secret Invasion's all I heard.
All right, Mark Radulich. We're going to go easy. We're going to go tough. What do you want to do here, buddy?
Am I in the lead?
You are tied with Ronnie right now. You could take the lead. You could go easy. Go the easy route.
I'm going to go easy because at the very least, I'll be in the lead.
Yeah, you know, slow pace, that does it.
Slow and steady wins the race.
There you go.
That's what I'm trying to do, and I can't get a goddamn question right.
You got one half right, maybe. All right. 1 point question. When Tony Stark's business rival, Obadiah Stane, builds his own suit of armor, by what name does he go?
Is this a multiple choice question?
No, sir.
Is it true or false?
We've already agreed that we're not doing true or false questions on here.
Do I need to show my work? Is it the Ironmonger?
Oh, again! That's plus one.
Oh, man.
Ronnie Adams, buddy,
Give me a twofer.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice. Malekith is the leader of what race of beings?
Oh, man.
The Dark Elves? The Earth Dwarves?
You didn't say multiple choice first.
I did. I was going to say, I did. Damn it, Mark. You need to listen, damn it. The Dark Elves, the Earth Dwarves, the Dingleberries. No, just kidding. The Terror Trolls.
He's the Dark Elves of...
Very good.
I can't remember where they're from. It'd been really cool if I could remember where they were from.
You got it. 2 points for Ronnie Adams. So at the end of round four, Jason Teasley, 1.5. Justin Thomas with 4. 3-4, yep. I'm adding that up right. Mark Radulich, 2-4-6 points for Mark Radulich. Ronnie Adams, 2-4-6-7 points for Ronnie Adams of the Screaming Boy Productions podcast. All right.
You don't ever say Radulich in broadcasting when you say my name.
The patriarch, Mark Radulich of the Radulich and Broadcasting Network.
Thank you.
Your name is Mark Radulich, and we're on the Radulich and Broadcasting Network. Some people can't put two and two together.
Okay, all right, here we go. We're going back to Jason Teasley. Jason, you ready to? You okay? Let me just explain to you. I don't know how much time. Much more time. I've got about 15 more minutes.
With 2 points.
You want to go with a 2-pointer?
I have to.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Give me an easy 2-pointer.
2-pointer. I think you might be able to get this one.
Hints are approved.
We're talking symbiotes, my friend.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Who becomes?
That's a gimme for him.
No, it's in the question. Who becomes the government operative known as Agent Venom? This is multiple choice. Okay. Eddie Brock. Okay. Eddie Brock, Harry Osborn, Flash Thompson.
Actually, I do believe it's Flash, isn't it?
Very good. Nice job. 2 points for Jason Teasley.
I'm number four.
All right. Justin Thomas,
he set that up for you for an easy spike.
Hey, he knows who his co-hosting partner is.
Stay in frame, for God's sake.
I can only see your forehead.
He knows where his friend is.
That doesn't help, Teasley.
He did say
you're
number
scaring
four.
Me, man.
God, it's like watching a video from the 80s featuring Aha.
All right, Justin Thomas, here we go. You want one or two, man?
I'm going two, and this time I'm going to listen to the full question.
All right. Here we go. Which of the following teams has Hawkeye not been a member? A, the Defenders, B, the Wild Pack, or C, Thunderbolts? Multiple choice.
Okay, what was those again?
Which of the following teams has Hawkeye not been a member? Defenders, Wild Pack, or Thunderbolts?
I'm going to go with the Wild Pack.
Very good. That's a 2-pointer right there. Nice job. All right, Mark Radulich of the Radulich and Broadcasting Network here on the Radulich and Broadcasting Network. You can catch his shows. you want one? One or two? Have you thrown up yet, Ronnie, today?
Not today. It was
okay.
Everything was last night.
That's good. It's all Gatorade today. All Gatorade today, right?
We seem to have lost Teasley, by the way.
We did.
We lost Teasley years ago.
2 points. Let's go. Let's do this.
All right. 2-pointer. Here we go. Oh, this one's. This name has come out of your mouth. I've heard it. Multiple choice. Okay. What is the secret identity of the hero, Iron Fist? A. Henry Mueller. All right. Or Mueller. Whichever way you want to go there. B. Danny Rand. Or C, Paul Potter?
The answer would be Danny Rand.
Very good, sir. 2 points for Mark Radulich.
That's really a 2-point question?
That was a 2-pointer.
You're asking about that one, and you got the which Marvel hero is a lawyer by day? One of them didn't even have a job, and that was Power Man.
Benjamin J. Cologne sent me a message, and he said if he would have been able to get on here, he would have destroyed every single one of us. So,
well, whatever. Learn to check his email.
Yeah, suck up.
He's going to be pissed because he's sitting there looking for this email that's non-existent, and he's going to blame me. I'm going to feel bad. All right, here we go. Ronnie Adams, two or one?
Two.
Two. Here we go. Multiple choice.
Got to keep that lead, man.
What supervillain created the clone of Spider-Man? A, Dr. Octopus, B, the Jackal, or C, the Lizard?
The Jackal.
Correct, sir. 2 points for you. All right, now, are we going to try and get Teasley back in here somehow?
I am.
He's here. And welcome back, Jason Teasley. We've got half points to give out. We needed you here.
Got your eyes in frame, okay?
Like that's pretty crazy.
Please continue to look like Kilroy.
All right, Jason Teasley, one or two, buddy?
Two.
Okay.
There we go.
Two. Okay. Can I give Teasley, like...
No!
Okay, all right. I won't.
What the fuck is this, welfare comics? No, give him a proper...
Good Lord, man.
Rattledge Broadcasting presents Welfare Comic Trivia. All right, here we go. Multiple choice, two-pointer. What is the name of the malefic, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, malefic force that occasionally possesses the Sentry? Now, I'm not going to give any hint. Multiple choice, the Darkness, the Void, the Omega. Jason Teasley, it is your turn. The Void? That's what he said, right, folks?
I heard burr, 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 burr.
All right. That's all I heard.
Say it one more time.
Void.
The okay. Void. Jason Teasley with 2 points. As a matter of fact, that was brought up on the Civil War podcast that just aired yesterday, right here on the Rattledge Broadcasting Network that Mark Rattledge is a part of.
I'm Mark.
All right.
I love the fact that this is live and we have cameras now. I can do stuff like that.
Okay, Justin Thomas, buddy, you want 2-pointer to try
Mark.
And he is not Mark, folks. Justin, you want 2 points to try and get in this game, or what's up, man? What do you want?
I'm gonna keep up with the twos.
All right, here we go. Who? Multiple choice. Who kills Loki during the events of the siege? A, Iron Patriot, B, Sentry, or C, the Hulk?
Let's see here. I never really read that storyline too much.
Here goes Justin into his thinking. He's the thinker of the podcast tonight.
I'm going to go with the Hulk.
Oh, that's incorrect, sir. For a steal, Mark Rattledge has the opportunity, and it's nice and easy here. You got two choices. 50% shot, A, Iron Patriot, B, Sentry.
Sentry.
That is correct, sir. Mark Rattledge with the steal, 1 point.
Woo!
Ooh, he's moving.
I kept thinking that Sentry killed Ares is who I kept thinking he killed.
Sentry killed everybody in
this. Apparently... Yeah, I was gonna say Mark or Ronnie was talking about it on the podcast there that we were the Civil War podcast where he killed Carnage, he fucking killed Ares, and now he apparently killed who was it? Loki.
Loki. He killed Carnage back in Disassembled, or not assembled, reassembled, yeah, or whatever that was.
By the way, on the raft. I still think they should have called this movie Avengers Disassembled and not Captain America Civil War, but that's a side note.
But. Yeah, but he's also responsible for the Sentry is responsible for Asgard not floating anymore and crashing to Earth.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go ahead. We're moving to Mark Rattledge, who just got done stealing a point. Now he has the opportunity. You want one or two, Mark?
To keep this competitive, don't I have to pick two?
You might as well.
All right. I'm all about competition, yo.
Here we go. What is the name of the agency that Norman Osborn creates to replace S.H.I.E.L.D. when he becomes director of the organization?
My first instinct is that this is not my answer. I'm just talking out loud.
Sure.
My first instinct is to say Hammer.
Okay.
I feel like that's something else.
Please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
Thanks. Sword?
H-A-M-M-E-R. Hammer is the correct answer.
I was supposed to steal that.
Oh, was you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought he was stealing this one. Shit.
Okay, how about you just give me another question? And
yep, we'll do another question. Let's do that. All right.
How's that? No.
No.
You give me an easy question.
I got the point for that one. All right. Here we go. Mark Rattledge. This is multiple choice. I'll get the question out at some point. Dr. Michael Morbius transforms into what kind of supernatural creature?
I'm done.
No.
I'm done. That's bullcrap.
A vampire. This is multiple choice. Let me give the answers, okay? A vampire, B werewolf, C zombie.
Oh, jeez.
I'll give you 1 point for this if I get it right, okay? That'll make it fair.
Dracula. Okay, that sounds good. You said what?
Dracula.
Dracula is not one of the choices, but hey, we'll go with vampire. That works.
No,
that was not a,
I'm
that was
vampire.
Not
a word.
No.
All right.
Dracula is a Marvel comic character all on his own, but I don't
care. I meant vampire. Jesse is an extremely bright individual with a hell of a future in front of him. He knows what I meant.
I'm bright, too.
All right, here we go.
That's why I can make a distinct difference between Dracula and a vampire.
Mark gets a point. I'm going to give him a point. Here we go. Ronnie Adams.
I'm going to get half a point.
Half a point. Those are only reserved for Teasley. All right, Ronnie, what do you want? One or two?
Two.
When Arthur Douglas loses his family due to the actions of Thanos, Mentor, and Kronos, okay, let me try this again because I screwed that all up. When Arthur Douglas loses his family due to the actions of Thanos, Mentor, and Kronos turn Douglas into what super being?
Ooh. I know this one.
You're just going to have to sit on it, Justin, because Teasley's the one that's going to be able to steal.
Oh, Drax the Destroyer.
Oh, congratulations. Nice move.
I should get 3 points for that.
Last round. All right, we'll give you an update and on the scores, and then we'll go into the last round here.
I'm just happy I feel good. That's all I've got in the world, guys.
Jason Teasley, score at the end of 6 rounds, 5.5 points.
Wait, what?
Teasley has 5.5.
Teasley.
Yeah, look at him. Justin Thomas, 6 points for you, Justin Thomas, at the end of 6. And then Mark Radulich, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 points for Mark Radulich at the end of round 6. Ronnie Adams. Ronnie Adams with 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11 points.
Oh, this is bullshit.
11 points. So clearly, with this being the last round, there's a match between Jason and Justin, and there's a match between Mark and Ronnie here. All right.
If I'm not going to mention any names. If the judge hadn't screwed me out of that extra point. I'd be at 12 points right now.
I think Ronnie and I should have a head-to-head question to sort of break the tie.
All right.
No tie. I'm in the lead. There is no tie, Mr. Radulich of the Radulich Broadcasting Network.
Right.
Best 2 out of 3.
This is the last round. We got one more round, and then we'll look at the scores and we'll figure out what's going on. All right, Jason Teasley, are you still there? Your forehead still gleaming and shining there for us? I can see you. There you are. All right. 1 point or 2 point? You said two?
Two
it is. Multiple choice. Lonnie Thompson Lincoln, an albino hitman with teeth filed down to points, is known by what name? A, Hammerhead.
Tombstone.
B, Tombstone. C, Dark Tombstone. Lord. He's got it. 2 points. That moves him to 7.5 points, Justin Thomas. You've got to at least take a 2-pointer here in order to try and secure it.
If I could just get an old school question instead of these new ones.
Well, let's see here. Randomly.
I don't think that one of the rules was wine to the judge to get paper. I'm just saying, like, you can't tell them, oh, only give me old questions because that's the one book I read. It doesn't work that way. I went and said, you shouldn't say to the judge, look, I'm just waiting for a Hulk question is what I'm trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for those Dracula questions, actually.
Zing!
Wait a minute. Do you mean Dracula or vampire questions?
Yeah, let's make sure we get it correct here. All right. Multiple choice for you, Justin Thomas. 2-pointer. To stay out of last place,
To not suck.
What villain is the adult version of Young Avenger member Iron Lad? All right, I'm going to read you the multiple choice.
I actually know this.
A, Count Nefaria. B, the Grim Reaper. And C, Kang the Conqueror.
I know this one.
Kang, and I just conquered Teasley.
Oh, damn! 2 points. Takes him up to 8. Now, here's what's interesting.
Wow.
He didn't get that wrong, which means Mark doesn't have the opportunity to steal. Okay, so that doesn't, you know, now Mark's kind of caught in a predicament where he's probably going to have to go with the 2-pointer, because unless he wants to tie. What's that?
Point something out?
Sure.
If Ronnie misses his question, I steal it. Fuck you, Justin.
You know, that's a good possibility. We could do a steal, and Teasley could do it. All right, here we go. Mark Radulich.
Yes, sir.
2-pointer, multiple choice. Okay, I don't look. I'm just grabbing random stuff. I have no idea what is on here. Ronnie Adams. I'm just letting you know. All right, I have no idea. Okay. Multiple choice. What is Cap's former sidekick, Bucky Barnes' actual first name?
James.
A, Robert.
He gets it wrong because he interrupted.
I said nothing. I don't.
Fuck you, Mark Radulich. You're wrong. Okay, A, Robert, B, John, C, James.
I believe it's James.
Oh, that is correct. 2 points, Mark Radulich. Nice, nice job. So Mark Radulich, 12 points. Ronnie Adams, I can almost see the man sweating from here. Here we go.
All I did was pop my neck.
Don't let the 40-year-old guy who doesn't really read comic books anymore beat you, okay?
Oh, shut up.
This decides the entire game.
It does. 1 point, 2 points. You could tie, Ronnie, if you want to go out like that. I mean, you could tie, and then we could do this.
Give me a 2-pointer. I tie.
this isn't right. Like going to soccer league. Let's go for the win here, okay?
Multiple choice. 2-pointer. The Vision is created with brain patterns of what eventual Avengers teammate? A, Wonder Man, B, Yellow Jacket, C, Iron Man.
I know this one.
4, FTW.
I knew this one too.
Would you?
Give me a second. I'm thinking. Name him again for me.
All right, here we go.
No, he clearly doesn't know it.
A, Wonder Man, B, Yellow Jacket, C, Iron Man. I'm gonna have to look at the timer, Ronnie Adams. Damn, man.
You go ahead. Look at the timer.
You've got 10 seconds.
Someone check what he's looking at.
I'm looking at my lap.
he stares at his, you know, yeah, junk to try and figure stuff out.
I wrote the answer off.
Oh, crap.
All right, here we go.
I'm gonna go Wonder Man.
Oh, there it is, folks. 2 points. 13. He got it right. There it is. Ronnie Adams. 13 points.
I can't believe I remember that. That's so weird.
Wait.
That's it. Mark Radulich, 12. Comes in second place. Justin Thomas, 8 points. Third place. And a half a point behind.
Good job, Ronnie.
Thank you, sir.
That was a lot of fun.
All right, plugs.
Yeah, let's get into plugs here. Justin Thomas, first off, whoever fucking phone that is, you're ridiculous. I can't believe it. Oh, wait a second.
What is this?
Oh, man. I just have this strange feeling that it isn't going to end here tonight on the podcast. There's probably going to be words said.
I'm going to get random messages from Mark. Oh, yeah? Well, what about this question?
Rematch.
All right. So, anyway, I want to thank you guys for coming on here, this first ever Google Play Hangout thing we did. Mark Radulich.
Play Hangout.
Mark Radulich, you're the man for setting it up, and I'm probably going to have some questions because I really do like this format. I'm sure I'm going to hit you up with some questions here later, but I want to thank all you guys for coming on here and talking and have played a fun game. This was a lot of fun. So I actually got some use out of this trivia box. Let's go ahead and we'll get into plugs here. Justin Thomas, buddy, I know you play some video games. You've been on a couple podcasts with me and Ronnie, as a matter of fact. What do you want to plug here, buddy?
Well, basically, any of you guys have Steam out there, you can catch me at Spectre 13 on Steam. You can also catch me at Spectre 13 on the PSN the PlayStation Network, and also Arctic Lightning on Xbox Live. I play them all.
He is a gamer. I'll tell you that right now. Now we're going to go with my good buddy, Jason Teasley. Plug your stuff, buddy.
All of y'all can eat a dick, fall in a barrel. All of y'all fall in a barrel of Matha dicks, for all I care. There will be an upcoming From the Cheap Seats as soon as I get sober and decide that I want to do it. And, but fuck all of you. I'm leaving.
From the Cheap Seats, forehead edition.
There we go.
And he dropped out.
Mike dropped.
Ronnie Adams, buddy of the Screaming Boy podcast, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Please plug your stuff there, man.
As of right now, due to more and more, technical difficulties, I'll have two shows out soon. And one of them is we talked about something.
Oh, yeah. It's usually what they do in the podcast.
We do a movie podcast. It's called Screaming Boy Productions. We are on the Radulich Broadcasting Network, as well as iTunes and everything. Excuse me. So we talk about new movies, old movies, whatever that comes to mind. I mean, we talk about Hollywood all in, all aspects of it, really try to at least. And then we'll have two shows coming out very soon. One of them is a long overdue review of Star Wars and with Josh Calandris, which that was it Star Wars? No, not Star Wars. God, what is wrong with me? Batman versus Superman. Star Wars, he was on as well, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but Batman versus Superman, so that's long overdue. But I'll tell you what, Calandris has some really insightful stuff to say about it, and it was actually a lot of fun, especially after about his sixth tall boy. And
I bet it
was a lot of fun. That was really funny, actually. But and then Adam and I, Adam got back on the show finally, and we just talked some movies that you did not know, may have not known, were remakes.
All right, very cool.
Those will be coming out very soon, as soon as I get technology to agree with me once again.
And where are you at on Twitter?
Screaming Boy PR at Twitter, ScreamingBoy.com. Screaming Boy Productions on Instagram and on Facebook.
Okay. What were you going to say, Justin?
I was going to say, hey, Ronnie, we still on with the Radar movies?
At some point, I know I think we discussed talking about rated R movies and the rated R animated stuff and like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
I thought you were just inviting me to a rated R movie, and I got
out. No. Well, I was going to say, I remember us talking about the why rated R movies are so popular right now.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I'm talking about Deadpool and how I actually read something about the other day about the Avengers was supposed to be rated R.
What?
And Batman versus Superman.
Batman versus Superman has a rated R edition coming out on the Blu-ray.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mark Radulich. I'm not going to plug your stuff anymore. You go ahead and plug your own.
Well, I want to thank Jesse for coming up with this. This was a really fun idea, fun way to spend it.
Absolutely.
We were supposed to do a Metal Hammer of Doom tonight, but Cooper had to work, so this is sort of a substitute. Wow. okay. Forgot I was on camera for a moment. So Metal Hammer of Doom Vector Terminal Redux will be out in the next week or so. Tomorrow night, by the time people see this, there'll be a review of Captain America up featuring myself and Robert Winfrey. On Thursday, celebrating baseball this month on the Long Road to Ruin, so we'll be looking at the Bad News Bears trilogy. Next week, there'll be a review of Money Monster, and we'll also be looking at the Major League trilogy on Long Road to Ruin. Without looking at my schedule, that's all I can remember. So, you know what? I want to say next week is Hatebreed the Concrete Confessional. Hang on. I'll tell you in a second.
I think it is. I just listened to you plug some stuff today. I think you said after Vector it was going to be Hatebreed.
Yeah, okay. So I believe today's the 10th, right? Yeah, okay. Next week on the Metal Hammer of Doom, we will be reviewing Hatebreed the Concrete Confessional because it's time to murder it.
Yo.
Go ahead and check me out on Twitter at Mark Radledge. I'm on Facebook, Mark Radledge LCSW. If you want to friend me because you think all my podcasts are just rad, not Radledge, but rad.
Rad's in the name. There it is.
Go ahead and do that. Just let me know that you're a fan or that you hate me. Whatever. Just let me know why you're friending me first, because if you just friend me out of nowhere, I'm going to assume it's spam or porno. So you will not be friended. Let me know ahead of time what the deal is. Again, Mark Radledge on Twitter, and check out the Radledge and Broadcasting Network on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher. All right, that's all I got.
Awesome. All right, for myself, Source Material Podcast. We have just got done with our Civil War coverage. I had Mark and I had Ronnie on, and we talked about the comic event from 2006-2007. Had a good time there. Just put that up there last night. We also have an upcoming episode where me and Stephen Marsh talked about a Predator book, which was I tried not to crap all over it. I'll just put it that way. We had a good time. We had a good time discussing that. 3 hours we went, but I'm sure probably about an hour and a half is going to make it through the editing process. Also, Age of Apocalypse is upon us. And the plan is to have, I've got to nail it down, but I know that Gavin Napier of the Casual Heroes and Josh Calandris expressed interest in coming on and talking about the Age of Apocalypse books. So at some point, we're going to nail down a date to record, and that should be airing hopefully the week of or shortly after the movie releases. And one more plug, and that would be for an upcoming He-Man episode. We haven't nailed down the date, but you guys, if you like hearing the dulcet tones of Justin Thomas's voice, he will be joining us. And we'll also have hopefully a new guest by the name of help me out, Matt. Or I want to say Matt.
Matthew.
Matthew, a music artist also, and we'll have some neat music of somebody we actually know to play on the podcast, which will be pretty cool. And of course, Ronnie Adams, the other He-Man guy he is a He-Man himself. Look at him, folks.
No, that doesn't work, guys. You have to make a sound for them. You have to look at him and then make a sound. See, and then the camera.
Oh, sorry. Here is my new muscle.
No, all you got to do is raise your arm and say, I have the power.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. We're out of here, folks. I think that's it. I want to thank you guys again. And Mark Radledge, yes, end sir. It, buddy.
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night. Be well, be safe, and behave.